Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayichi, Tov Shin Samach Tes.
Pasuk tells us, Vayikra Yaakov El Bonav, Yaakov calls his children, Vayomer, and he says to them, Hey Osvu Va'agidu Lachem. He says, Assemble together, and I will tell you, Eisa Sheyikra Eschem Ba'achres Hayam. And I will disclose to you when Mashiach will come, as Rashi says, Bikesh Yaakov Elgalis Esaketz. He wanted to tell them the end of days, he wanted to tell them when Mashiach will come, and that they'll be zeichet to this end of days. Next pasuk, Hikavtsu v'shumu b'nei Yaakov. Gather yourselves together, b'nei Yaakov, and listen v'shumu al Yisrael avichem, and listen to Yisrael your father. So here the Mefarshim already asked, he already told them, Hayosvu v'agid lachem. He says, gather together. So what's Hikavtsu? Gather together again, but assemble together. Why is Yaakov Avinu repeating himself?
Yaakov money's just rolling.
And then in the second pasuk itself, you have those two things. He comes to Vishuma ben Yaakov, Vishuma Yisrael Avichem. That's another kasha. What is he changing between Yaakov and Yisrael? The first kasha is first he told me, Yosva Gidlachem, I say, Shikas Mizrachas Yamim. Come together, I'm going to tell you the Kates Hayamim, I'm going to tell you the end of days. And then he comes to Vishuma again, gather yourselves. Rabbeinu Bachi in the beginning of the parsha says that if Yaakov Avinu is here to disclose the end of days and tell us when Mashiach will be coming, he says this is indeed Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu represents the Golus and the coming out of the Golus and the Geula. From all the Avos, Yaakov Avinu is that Av. As the Meshech Chochma says in Parshas Vayigash, the only one you find that came to, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to, B'mareis HaLeila, came in a vision in the night, was Yaakov Avinu. And more than once. Meshech Chochma points out that Avram Avinu, you don't find this, and Yitzchok, you don't find this. But by Yaakov, you find he came at night. Night obviously representing the Golus. And Yaakov Avinu being that Av of the three Avos, which is the one sort of to give us guidance in terms of how we get out of the Golus. This is Yaakov Avinu. And the idea being that even in Golus, still there could be, there's a possibility to have Shekhinah even in Golus. Yaakov Avinu, he had Nevuah, he had HaKadosh Baruch Hu come to him in the Laila, in Golus. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu could come to us in Golus if we'll be Zeicher Lekach. And Rabbeinu Bachi says a very interesting medrash. It says the raw Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu looked into all the Shvatim and he saw Shayukol Oisiyos B'Shemos Yudbei Shvatim. They said that he saw that all the letters of the Chaf Beis Eisus, the Aleph Beis, were contained in the names of the Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, except for two. Which two? Ches and Tes. So Yaakov says, oh, Kivin She'em Bohem Chet, they don't have Ches Tes, which is Chet, that represents Chet. So now I see that they indeed are royal galus lamazakates. I can now reveal the kates to them. But then he looked again, he looked at all the letters, and he said, wait, they don't have ches and tes, but they also don't have kuf and sadi. Oh, they don't have kuf and sadi. Says, and then they're not roy to know the kates, and therefore he wasn't able to reveal it to them, and now that's why it's a parsha stuma. Ad kan divrei Rabbeinu Bachi in the name of a medrash, which is a medrash nelem. We don't know where the medrash exists. So obviously he needs explanation. What does that mean? He looked into the names. He says, "Ooh, they don't have the ches, they don't have tes." And then he looked again. They don't have kuf and sadi. He didn't know they have kuf and sadi the first time around. He had to go through it twice. What does that mean? So the lekev achava alibov, he brings a chasam sefer to explain this. this medrash, and explain what was going on over here. That we know, when it's when Yaakov Avinu says, "Vayikra Yaakov el bona vayeme he'os vagid lachem asay shikra esem ba'achres hayamim." Gathered together, because Rashi says he wanted to be megala the kates, then he wanted to tell them when Mashiach will come. And then Rashi tells us, "V'nistalka mimenu shchina," and then the shchina left him. So then he had to start saying other things. In other words, Yaakov Avinu saw that there's no ches and no tes in all the shvatim. Going back to something we mentioned last week, there was Lashon Hara, there was Sinas Chinam amongst the brothers. There was Sinna, there was hatred, they sold Yosef. But now, if the whole episode of Mechiras Yosef, they finally came down to Yosef, and he put them through an extra test, one test after the next, to see that there is that unity amongst all the brothers, and that the Bnei Leah had as much respect to the Bnei Rochel and the Bnei Ashvachis as to the Bnei Leah themselves. When Yosef HaTzadik was satisfied with that, then he says, Ani Yosef. We mentioned last week in the Bat Kodesh, though, V'lo yochel Yosef lehis apek. He couldn't hold back, which means he had to reveal himself moments before that Tshuva Shleima was reached. It was about to reach its peak in perfection, and he had to reveal himself. That's V'lo yochel Yosef lehis apek. But to the human eye, you can't sense that. You wouldn't even tell that. Even Yaakov Avinu didn't know that. So Yaakov Avinu said, there's no ches, no test. It means I see, it's clear that they already have regained this achdus that they need. So Bikish Yaakov, legalis ha-ketz, he wanted to reveal the ketz. He says, you're deserving of knowing the ketz, because I see you have this achdus. That's why he says, Hey osu v'agid lochem. Gather together and I'll tell you. So we asked the Kasha, didn't you know Yaakovina, they don't have a kufa, they don't have a tzaddik? The Teretz is, says the Chassam Sefer, that's true. But even though they're lacking inherently, internally they're lacking the kufa and the tzaddi in their names, but since externally they're able to gather together as one, that's considered as if they have the kufa and the tzaddi. That's considered that they're a kibbutz. A kibbutz, a kvutza, is kufa and the tzaddi. That's if they had that. And then that itself would have been enough of a schus to bring the gula. But then in Estalka Shechina Memena, Yaakov Avinu says, I must be missing something. I must not be seeing deep inside of them that there actually is still something missing. So therefore he told them, he kavd su v'shimu b'nei Yaakov, in order to be zeichet to the kates, you have to be mekabetz yourselves. He kavd su v'shimu, the second calling is, you have to be mekabetz yourself. Because he kavd su has the kuf and the tzadi in there. So the first time he was saying, hey, also, because he thought they were there already. He thought they had the Tshuva Shleima done. He thought it was a full Achdus. He saw in his Talka Shechinu and Shinu went away, so he had to tell them now again, he kavd su v'shimu. The only way you be zeichet to the Kates is if you mekabetz yourself, if you gather yourselves together. There's a medrash. Shmos Rabba in Parshas Kisisa, Parsha Mem, Eis Dalet. Amrav Chanina ben Pazi. Chanina ben Pazi says, Ein lecha godol mishevet Yehuda. From all of the Shvatim, there's no one greater than Shevet Yehuda. Ve'ein lecha yorud, and there's no one more low mishevet Dan. Shehayim en ha-lechonis. He was from the lechonis, which the first was saying, he was from the Bnei Ashvachis. He was from the maidservants of Yaakov and his wives. Aye, there were other ones also from the Bnei Ashvachis. But that Maksiv Bain, what does it say concerning Dan? Ubnei Dan Chushim. So not only was he from the Bnei Ashvachis, but he also only had one son, Dan. And even that son was Chushim, was deaf, as we told in the Gemara in Saita. So you have Yehud is the greatest of the Shvatim, and Dan is sort of the lowliest of the Shvatim. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavai V'Yizdaviglai. The two of them should pair together. And the two of them will then build the Beis Hamidosh. Therefore, you have Bitzalel Mishal Yehuda, V'Aliyav Midan, V'Mizdavaglai. You have this connection. When you have the greatest of the Shvatim and the lowliest of the Shvatim joining together, then you can build a base. Then you can build a Mishkan. That's by the Mishkan. You find the same thing. The Medrash continues by the Beis Hamidosh. Who built the Beis Hamidosh? Shloima Melech. Shloima Melech was with Shevet. Shevet Yehuda. Who helped the Shloim Amo? Who did he hire as the artisan for the building of the Beis Hamikdash? A fellow by the name of Chiram. Which Shevet did Chiram come from? Came from Dan. So there's Medrash, you see that is the way to bring the Shechina into this world. Build a Beis Hamikdash, Shechina comes down into this world. Why? When the greatest of the Shvatim and the lowliest of the Shvatim are able to work together and respect each other. That's why Yaakov, you know, he called the brothers. He asked for Vagidlochem. He thought they were there already. He says, I could tell them the Kates. It could be Megala the Kates. Then the Nistalka Shechina Mimenu. The Shechina went away. Ah, Shechina is not here. Must be they're missing the thing. He covered Suvishum ben Yaakov. Now you have to get that Kates back into yourselves. You have to bring that out to you. And then there's a Yalkut Shemaini in this week's parasha. Yalkut Shemaini says like this, Gur Aryeh Yehuda. In the brachas that were given to the Shvatim, by Yehuda is compared to a lion. Gur Aryeh Yehuda. There's many animals that the Shvatim are compared to. Who else of the Shvatim are compared to a lion? So you're going to guess done. You look in the parasha, you won't find it. But you look in Vizayis HaBracha, Don Gur Aryeh Yezanek Min HaBashan. In the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Don, he's compared to a lion. Zokti Alkit Shemaini. Gur Aryeh Yidu Zem Mashiach Ben David Sheyotze Mishnei Shvatim Oviv Me Yehuda Ve'imai Mi Don Ushneim Nikru Aryeh Shneim Gur Aryeh Yehuda Ksiv Don Gur Aryeh. They're both called the lion. So Mashiach Ben Yezim Mashiach Ben David will come from David Oviv is from David, and the Imai is from Dun. And here you have this you say it again. That the only way that Mashiach will come and bring again Ashras Hashchina is through the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Of course, it has to be that the Achdus has to be within the Shvatim. It can't be people who have disassociated themselves from Klal Yisrael and that don't even consider themselves Bnei Yaakov or Bnei Yisrael. They're not gathered around the Mitashel Sheyakovinu. Are not you? We don't have to consider them as part of this group. That we have the respect for them as we respect for the one in Shvatim. I think that's clear. We say them once a month. We mevarach the chodesh, and we say Misha us and Isim la vaseinu. Go aloisa mi avdas lecheirus. The one who took us out of Golas Mitzrayim mi avdas lecheirus. Who yigaloisanu? He will redeem us once again. Bekarav, and we're being Mispalo that he should be bring the gula b'kari v'kabeitz nidocheinu, and he should gather in the kvutz nidocheinu me'amakan face haaretz chaveirim kol Yisrael. So the Mashgiach Merabi once pointed out, he says the tefillah here is telling exactly how we have to do it. We're saying hu yigal leisano. We said this in Rish Chodesh. Lavush explains, because the first mitzvah that we had by that Geula Mitzrayim was Rish Chodesh. So now that we have Rish Chodesh, it's mitzvah, we recall again the Geula of then. And we call the Geula then, the one who did Nisim and brought us the Geula then, he should bring us to the final Geula as well. How do you get to the final Geula? Chaveirim kol Yisrael. And we say, can you pass the Siddur art? Conclude with a song. The song is Yigdal. And Yigdal is a song comprised of the 13 Yesaidis, the 13 principles attributed to the Rambam, of the called the 13 principles of faith. And it goes through the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. The fact that he gave us the Torah, the fact that Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, and Tzchar Va'enish, and Mashiach, and Tchias HaMeisim, goes through. So if you look at the part of the song, the 13 things, the line that talks about Mashiach, it says two things. Yishlach l'keitz hayomim Mashiachinu. He will send l'keitz hayomim, and the end of the days when this keitz is finally reached, Mashiachinu our Mashiach, lifteis to redeem mechake keitz, those who are longing for the Kates, Yeshua say, and waiting for his salvation. What are the two things? That's all pointed out in the Siddur like this. We know that the Navi tells us already, Be'itach Yishana, we can be Zecha to Mashiach either in the right time, when it's supposed to come, or we can be Zecha Achishana quickly. We can be Zecha ahead of time, even before the prescribed time. So Yishlach L'Kates Hayomim, at the end of days, means when Hashem says this is the last time it will be, Hashem will send Mashiachinu. Or it could be listen mechake kates, those who are already longing for the kates, the Yeshua say, then they'll do what it takes to bring this gula. In other words, if we listen to Yaakov Avinu's charge over here. We listen to his advice. He says the way to bring it is hikovtsu v'shemu. So then we're mechake keitz yishuasu, we're longing for his keitz, and we'll be zeichet to the keitz through that, because we'll be to have the kuf and sadi by ourselves. If not, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make ways of bringing us together. And Layadainu, we see the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us together. There's a tragedy over there in India, and the war now in Israel. This brings us together. Hashem says, I have to bring you together no matter what. Yishlach l'keitz hayom, there will be a keitz hayom, and I have to have the kuf and sadi in Klal Yisrael. I have to bring you together. But those that are wise, mechake keitz, those that are longing for the keitz, they can bring it earlier. They can be lifted as mechake keitz. Yishuasai. We should be zeichet.